Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversation with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Now transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on.
Thursday.
Yeah. More studio.
Morning.
It's Throwback Thursday. Everybody ready to post your favorite throwbacks?
Yeah. I guess.
Well, basically all Thursday is on social media is a way for people to brag about things in the past. It's not even about things now, because that's what social media is really. It's things, hey, what can I brag about that I'm doing right now? But what Throwback Thursday is, how can I brag about something I've already bragged about? It's like the double brag.
Sounds fun.
Well,
or
and if you're super braggy, hit him with that Flashback Friday.
Whoa.
You can do it 2 days in a row. You can do Throwback Thursday, TBT. And then tomorrow, if you're like, I didn't get enough of my old brag in, I got something else I want to old brag about, you can FBF, Flashback Friday. Yeah. Yes, Amy, or what?
Well, I was just going to say, or it's something you forgot. Like, you're saying you revisit something you've already bragged about, but maybe you totally forgot to brag about it, and now's your chance.
Well, brag away, my friends, because that's what social media is all about. Everyone looking at your page thinking that your life is fake and good, mm-hmm. when it's really just like everybody else's, but you're just showing up. Can't believe the social media. When you look at social media feeds, it just looks awesome. Everybody's life is so awesome. But that's not true, because think about what you post. You don't post the crappy moments when you're fighting with your wife, do you, Eddie?
No, never.
Right.
Why would I do that?
Amy, you don't post the crappy moments when you're constipated, do you? Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Good
we
answer,
only
Amy.
Post our best moments. So think of everybody else doing that, too, when we start comparing ourselves to the other moments on the Instagram. You know what I mean?
Great point.
Thank you. I don't even know what. Just Throwback Thursday and Flashback Friday annoy the crap out of me. And
what about Wayback Wednesday?
That's how I was going to get there for the people that are really attention seekers.
What do they do?
Wayback Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't ever done that.
Or Tossback Tuesday. Yeah. Dude, you can brag.
Is there a Member Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember this Monday?
Or months ago Monday.
Yeah, so that's a thing. Yeah. So do you, but just know I'm watching.
You know? Yeah, but you do it too.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm not better than what I'm talking about.
Okay,
and
good.
I don't do
I'm
it that often.
Sure.
I do not do it that often.
Oh.
Only if
a
I have
scale
a, yes,
like.
Yes. Only if there's an agenda to promote in some way.
Only 5 times a year.
Yeah, something like that. But here we are. It's a Throwback Thursday, everybody. How about speaking of Throwback Thursday? You know what they call me, right?
Yeah, country music's youngest historian.
That's right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day in country music. By the way, Amy, you're absolutely right. I do it. I'm not claiming I'm better than what I'm talking about. I'm also talking to myself in this sermon.
Yeah. You acknowledge what you're doing.
Absolutely. There are liars and hypocrites. You know, I'm more of a liar than a hypocrite. I'm not, so I, you know, that's how it works. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Hypocrite. Yeah, no, I was just making sure people understood that you weren't. You're okay. That wasn't me calling you out.
Judges. Yeah,
call
exactly.
Out.
There
call
we go. 21 okay. years ago, on this day in country music, Kenny Chesney has his first number one song ever. Can you name that song?
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
You know what you would think? You'd think.
No, it's not
possibly,
it?
No. The number one, first number one ever from Kenny Chesney, 1997. His fourth album, and it's She's Got It All.
She got it all, my heart, my soul.
Kenny now has the most number ones, the record with 30, beating out Tim McGraw and Alan Jackson, who have 29 each.
Wow. That means anything at all.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Texas. That video that's been going around of the woman frantically ringing doorbells late at night with chains on her wrist. She's safe now, we're finding out, so that's awesome news. In health news, 16 people have gotten sick and one person has died from salmonella poisoning after eating Empire Kosher brand chicken. Cases have been reported in New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia. And finally, in Wisconsin, two Amtrak trains carrying 500 passengers were stalled for nearly 24 hours because of flooding. Right now, they're on their way, so that's good news.
Glad everybody's here. I got a couple things I wanted to mention. Amy, by the way, has two children, lovely children, 11 and 8, and they were adopted from Haiti. And Amy, when an adoption article comes across my Twitter feed, I click it. Like, I feel like, you know, you've really been in this process, but I've learned a lot from being a close friend of yours over the past 5 years and going to the orphanage and knowing your struggles with adopting domestically, and then because that wasn't working because you guys kept moving around and your husband was in the military, then adopting internationally. So here's a story that I found. Celebrities who were adopted.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did you see this on the internet?
I didn't, no.
Tim McGraw, the first one. Did you know Tim McGraw
okay,
was adopted?
Yeah. I think I knew that, and then like some later he found out his dad was that baseball player.
Yeah, when Tim was 11, he found out his father was actually his stepfather. So his dad the whole time was his
he didn't know that.
His biological father turned out to be professional baseball player Tug McGraw, who denied being his dad until Tim was 18.
Wow.
The fascinating story in the ESPN book. Did you read that one?
Yes.
About when he met him the first time?
Yes, just, wow.
Amy, does it count? Because I was adopted by my grandmother for a while. So does that
count?
Yeah,
what do you mean does it count? I mean, yeah, you had someone take over as your legal guardian.
Yeah, I
mean,
but I feel like that's different than that. You adopted your children. They didn't have parents in their life. Like, my mom and my real dad had left. My mom was there, and then she left. And my grandmother adopted me for a while because my mom wasn't around anymore. But does that count? Because I've never considered that counting.
Well, I mean, I see what you mean. It is a different type of adoption, but you absolutely can say, yeah, you were adopted by your grandma for a short time.
Faith Hill was adopted. You knew that, right?
I did. Yeah. She reached out to me during my adoption process, which was really nice.
She was adopted when she was a baby. She was told by her parents that her birth mother gave her up because she was having an affair with a married man. When she met her birth mother, she found out that was a lie. Faith's birth mother was unable to care for her when she was born. So Tim and Faith both adopted.
Wow.
It's crazy sometimes the things that kids are told that are lies that aren't true, which, yeah. My daughter shared with me some things that in time I think maybe I'll be able to share. I can't share right now, but stuff that it was just a lie, you know?
Shania Twain, who, by the way, born Eileen Regina Edwards. Her parents divorced when she was young, but her mother remarried, and then her stepdad adopted her. Nicole Richie, who, by the way, is not Lionel Richie's daughter.
Get out.
Like blood daughter. I'm almost positive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nicole's birth parents were friends of Lionel Richie and agreed to let Nicole stay with Lionel and his wife, Brenda. And after realizing that they would give her a better life, they agreed to give her full custody. She was 9 years old.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I even thought they looked the same, kind of. You know, like, I just... Because you assume you start seeing similarities.
Bill Clinton, he was born to a widowed mother, was sent to live with his grandparents as a child. He was raised by his grandparents. And then his mom later returned on. Sarah McLachlan, she found out she was adopted when she was 9 years old. Steve Jobs.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Didn't even realize.
Look at that. Anyway, I saw that story and was thinking about you. Didn't your daughter do something right at school or something about being adopted?
Well, she had to, well, I mean, she could do whatever she wanted, but she had to write a life story for school. I don't know the exact assignment, but she just came home with a piece of paper and my husband sent me a picture of it. And part of the story and what she wrote, and it totally got me, she put, "My mom and dad got us to the U.S. And when I got to the U.S., I love it. And I love my new home. And I also love my new school."
Oh, wow.
And when I read it and just seeing it in her handwriting, it just warmed my heart that she really is starting to feel comfortable and love it. And that makes me happy.
Good for you. Come on. That's a good one. School officers were caught illegally selling sodas to students. Like smuggling in Cokes.
Hey, making that extra buck. That's a hustle.
Yeah, so Connecticut, the state, outlawed soda sales in 2006. So you can't sell sodas. So what happened is people that worked at the school were sneaking them in and selling them to the kids.
They were part of the police department on campus, and they would have kids come to their office, and they would sell them under the table.
Isn't that crazy?
Bones, we've seen this in history, man. Prohibition. When they took alcohol away, there were people smuggling alcohol. Same thing with Coca-Cola.
I know, it's just the people we trust, though.
Right.
A couple cancels the wedding after guests won't shell out $1,500 to attend the wedding.
I don't get that. I saw that headline, and I'm like, I don't even understand what happened.
A bride-to-be named Susan revealed on Facebook that she and her fiancé called off the wedding just a few days because guests were not willing to shell out the required $1,500 to attend. She said, quote, "We sacrificed so much, and we only asked each guest for around $1,500. We talked to a few people who even promised us more to make our dream come true. So our request for $1,500 for all the guests was not out of the ordinary. We made it clear if you couldn't contribute, we couldn't count on you. People told us they could count on them, and then they didn't." Your thoughts, Anne?
Well, maybe people thought that they were, you know, signing up for a $20 wedding ticket, not $1,500.
You know, I can't hate them for openly asking for something, but you can't get mad when you don't get it. And that sounds ridiculous to me, like you make people pay. But let me just say this. If you have a destination wedding and people want to come, they have to pay that to go to a destination wedding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Destination weddings are expensive.
Yeah. Like, I would never go to one.
Oh, I've been to one, and actually, it was pretty awesome. I mean, obviously, my husband and I made it a vacation, and my mom and my sister and her whole family, we got to go. And if you have time to plan for it and you make it your family vacation for the year, it's actually cool because then all the festivities are kind of handled for you, but still, it's an investment.
I guess I would just feel it would be kind of selfish for someone to say, "Hey, if you want to come to my wedding," unless they're paying for it, unless they're super loaded.
Yeah.
They're like, "Hey, you're very important to us. Please come to the wedding and also buy a plane ticket and a hotel room." And maybe that's just me.
Take time off work.
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah, unless, you know, you can plan it out during a vacation. But yeah, I saw that. Listen, I can't be mad at her. I think she's a bit out of touch. But I can't be mad at somebody for asking for something, you know?
Yeah, and if people are dumb enough to pay, then they're dumb enough to pay.
But to bring that down, she should have invited more people, and then it'd be less money per person.
Listen.
Maybe.
She probably shouldn't have thrown a wedding she couldn't afford if we get down to the shoulda part of it. But like they say, weddings are expensive.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
That's what they say.
You know, he said he was going to hire, just get an iPod for his music.
Yeah, I was going to get an iPod, bring your own chair, bring your own alcohol, but then I didn't have to pay a dime for it, so
why
I don't care. I'm a father-in-law. It's the girls in tradition. The girls' family pays for it, and we stuck to tradition.
Here we go.
Latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, and Eric Paisley gave back to the community. They spent their afternoon together building a home for Habitat for Humanity. Our thoughts and prayers out to Lauren Elena. She had to cancel some recent shows due to a family medical emergency. Luke Bryan is set to kick off his 10th annual farm tour, and he just announced his special guests joining him that include Chase Rice, John Langston, The Peach Pickers, and DJ Rock. The 6-date tour kicks off on September 27th in Ohio. I'm Morgan number 2, and that's The Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a lot of teachers have to dip into their own pockets to pay for certain things around their classroom, and it can really add up. So this local company in this one town, Millionaire Enterprises, they're an air conditioning company. They decided to surprise 60 teachers and just leave them envelopes, in each side envelope, $100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know
and
what?
A thank you note.
That will go so far, too. It really will go so far. That's great. there are a lot of teachers, and we have teacher friends that experience this, and they do dip into their pocket a lot for things just like staples, for things for their boards in the classroom, sometimes for even the students.
Yeah, storage bins for different things, stuff you don't really think about that definitely helps a classroom run smoothly.
Well, I'm not, even outside of the classroom, like socks for kids.
That's true.
So if you can help a teacher, help a teacher. If you can help it, you know, that's a good story. I do like that.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Hanover County, North Carolina. The sheriff's department came on the news and said, oh, look, we got a big old bus. We got 13 pounds of narcotics off the street. They thought it was meth.
Big bust.
Big bust.
Yeah, I got it. Big bust.
Goes back, tests it. Oh, it was just sugar.
Oh. Oh, the big bus was a sugar bus. Oh,
wow. Yeah, so they held a press conference saying we got 13 pounds
of unbelievable.
Meth off the streets. Turns out it was just sugar.
So, okay, my question then is, who's driving all the sugar around? And what kind of car are they in? Why does it look like a meth car?
I don't know, but they busted it thinking they had found all this meth when they searched
the
car.
And they didn't test it before they go and have a press conference?
In the movies, they always taste it with their tongue.
Like you put it on your gums, I heard.
That's what I see.
Oh, no,
in the
no.
You don't do that, Ian?
I mean, I don't know. I'd be scared to just test the meth.
So they have a press conference.
Yes, and then they send it off to the lab, and a week later they had to come back and be like, ooh, sorry about that, just sugar, just sugar.
Wow, and what town was that? Because you nailed the town.
New Hanover County, North Carolina.
The whole story's amazing. Eddie and I, when Lunchbox nailed the name of the town, we looked at each other and went, respect.
We were so proud.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Like Uncle Eddie.
What are they
Bobby.
Doing, like, trying to bake cookies?
I wonder why somebody driving around that much sugar in their car.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Okay, it doesn't say why, but I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bone.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bone Show.
That's right.
Now,
here
he
is.
Turn it up.
Come on, buddy.
Hey, let's play who has more Instagram followers. So I'll give you two options. Lunchbox Amy, write your answer down.
I like it.
Who has more Instagram followers, Keith Urban or Jason Aldean? So, two humongous country stars. Who has more Instagram followers, Keith Urban or Jason Aldean?
I'm in for the win.
All right, Amy?
In. Jason Aldean.
Lunchbox?
Aldean.
Wow, you guys both got that right.
Whiskey's
Jason Aldean has 2.5 million.
Wow.
Keith Urban has 1.8.
I've gone from one to one.
Jason Aldean's wife has over a million.
Really?
Yeah.
Brittany,
really gets me.
Okay, who has more Instagram followers, Thomas Rhett or Miranda Lambert?
Ooh,
that's a tough one.
That's a good question.
I'm in.
Thomas Rhett or Miranda Lambert?
I'm in for the win.
All right, everybody's in. Amy, what do you think?
Thomas Rhett.
Lunchbox?
I went with Rhett because he has a family and he shares pictures of his kids.
That's a great guess. But Miranda Lambert, by the way, has 3.4 million.
Wow.
Oh, what?
Yeah, Miranda Lambert has 3.4 million. Thomas Rhett has 3 million. The answer is Miranda Lambert.
Hey, so there, close. Mr. Yeah.
How about that? I give you a tough one.
You don't know how lucky.
Who has more Instagram followers, Carrie Underwood or Luke Bryan?
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oof. I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Carrie or Luke? Amy?
Carrie Underwood.
Wow. Lunchbox?
Absolutely the most gorgeous woman, Carrie Underwood.
Is it Luke?
Luke Bryan has 4.4 million.
Oh,
Carrie
gosh.
Underwood has 7.7 million.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Yeah, Carrie's a big winner.
That is close.
We're tied right now?
Yeah.
All right, tiebreaker.
All right.
Who has more? The Yodel Boy.
Oh, stop.
Or Garth Brooks.
Stop.
Stop it right now. Stop.
Am I trying to trick you, or am I trying to trick you by tricking you?
I don't know, but I'm in for the win.
Who has more? The Yodel Boy or Garth Brooks? Instagram followers.
I mean, okay.
Amy?
I'm just going for it. The Yodel Boy.
Okay. Lunchbox?
I hope I am wrong. The Yodel Boy. I hope I am wrong because the society needs to be disappointed with himself if they are following him over Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks has 1 million. The Yodel Boy has 2.3 million.
Stop!
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I hate society.
No, stop it. He's just a kid.
I thought I would try.
Come on. Good kid.
If I'm going to be famous for something, I want to be famous.
All right, last one. another tiebreaker.
All right.
Who has more, Lunchbox or Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Lunchbox!
Okay. Amy?
Winnie the Pooh.
The answer is... Do you know how many you have?
No.
With 250,000, the answer is Winnie the Pooh.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right. Here you go.
Oh, I don't see any cracks. A few wrinkles, maybe.
And there's our big winner. And by the way, Amy's the winner. There she goes. Yay. Nice work, Amy.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is interesting to me. 90s trends that are making a comeback according to Etsy. Now, explain to me, Morgan, number two, what Etsy is.
It's essentially a site where they just sell a bunch of different trending items. Some are things people are making through DIY and other things that are just on the market at the time.
And explain to me what DIY is.
Do it yourself.
Got it. Okay, so... Hey. What do 24-year-olds care about? 90s trends making a comeback. And you were born in what year, Morgan, number two?
93.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. What's the first thing on the list?
Handmade shell necklaces. So those kind of puka necklaces people wore, those are making a comeback.
I don't remember that.
Never had one.
Puka?
Is it guy and girl or mostly girl?
Honestly, I saw a lot of my guy friends wearing them.
Yep. Interesting. If you give me one, I'll try it out. I'm still wearing my chain. I'm looking for some accessory. Okay, what else from the 90s?
Butterfly hair clips. So they're just kind of accessories, and they look like little butterflies. Pink, purple, blue. They put them in your hair.
Amy, did you ever wear the butterfly hair clip or no?
No, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else?
I mean, and I guess I'm going to have to start doing it again.
We got the glasses chains, so you know how people wear glasses and then they put a chain to make sure they don't fall off?
Oh, please never do that again.
That's nerdy.
That's Mama's Family.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so meemaw.
Grandma wears that.
Yeah. So people are doing that, huh?
Yeah, for sure. So you could do that and rock the new trend.
Okay. How many more you have?
Two more.
All right, what else?
90s style windbreakers.
Oh, now I'm in. Ooh. I have like three of them.
Yeah.
I love it. Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Yeah, I love that one. What else?
And the last one is fanny packs.
No.
I've been on that a bit. I told you, when I wear sweats with no pockets, I will wear a fanny pack to the gym. It's a lot to dedicate all the time because you got pockets. You can put your wallet in your pocket. But yeah, I do like a fanny pack. I like fanny packs on girls, too. It's a good look.
No.
You guys don't like fanny packs?
No, not really. No.
Yeah, Amy does. Amy, tell me more about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally into it. And Morgan, number two, a while ago told us about the new fanny pack slide sneakers where it's like a zipper in your shoe. Mm-hmm. I feel like any way to store things conveniently is great.
I'm into that, too.
Yeah.
Morgan, number two, thank you very much. And that's what 24-year-olds care about.
Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about?
Yeah. Boom.
Bobby Bones.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. I'm gonna give you this one. 20 years ago, people did this an average of 3 times a day. Today, 3 times a week, okay? So, 20 years ago, we did this 3 times a day. Today, 3 times a week. So, significantly less. How you feel about that, Amy? You look confused.
Man, I'm just still, this one's stumping me so hard.
Okay, here we go. Think about that. Hey, let's check in now with our Never Gonna Get It question. 20 years ago, people did this 3 times a day. Holy cow. Now it's 3 times a week. Nathaniel and Austin, you're up, bud.
I would say it would be family dinners.
Well, that's a pretty good guess, but man, three... Are you getting hiccups, Amy?
Yes, I've been trying to...
We are radio professionals.
Yeah.
No, I've been trying to tell you for 5 minutes I have hiccups really bad.
Okay, well, lean away a little bit if you all need right. to. Yeah. No, that's not right. Amy, what is your answer?
Turn on the TV.
No, lunchbox.
Call somebody.
Oh, wait. Maybe.
Oh.
It's talk on the phone.
Yeah!
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Judges?
Woo! Yeah. Give it to them.
How do you feel, Amy? Yes?
Yeah.
20 years ago, people talked on the phone 3 times a day. Now it's maybe 3 times a week. Actually talking on the phone. Lunchbox.
All I do is win, no matter what. Woo! Got money on my mind, I can never get it up.
There he is. Got it. Nice job, baby.
Everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
And they stay there.
There he is.
And they stay there.
What a day. How many times, I'll ask you this, Amy, how many times a week do you think you talk on the phone?
Every day.
You do?
Yes.
Lunchbox?
Every day.
Wow. I might once a week.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Maybe I talk on the phone. I text all the
FaceTime.
I'll FaceTime. But just holding that thing up to my head, I try to think of the last few times I did it. Amy called me the night, but other than that, I don't talk on the phone that much. Once a week, Eddie, you?
Probably never. Never.
You have to talk to your wife.
No. We text.
You can't never talk on the phone.
Okay, fine. Once a week. I'm like,
oh my goodness. I have a story here about women, and it says that, you tell me if you are, Amy, but it says women, for the most part, are put off by good looks and high intelligence. What do you think about that story? And does that explain?
Put off?
Yeah. Does that explain anything with yours truly?
Why you're still single?
Oh. I think sometimes we might be intimidated by it, but not put off.
Well, that's part of being put off. Anything that would keep you from fully embracing it? Anything there?
You are pretty smart.
Yeah? You don't think I'm that good looking, though?
I don't know. I can't tell.
You still don't know.
Still don't know, but I know you're really smart. You're quiz bowl captain, and every time we have a question, you know the answer to every subject, so I know you're intelligent highly.
Well, so I guess my question is that I was quiz bowl captain in 7th grade. Does that still count in 12th grade? You bring that up.
Yes, it still counts because, I mean, it's still now you know everything about everything. If Eddie asks you a question, I ask you a question,
Nice,
Amy, it's just like, well, actually, this, the Pythagorean theorem, let me tell you, I'm not sure, but you might want to fact check that. Oh, I am right? Oh, of course I am.
What's the Pythagorean theorem?
Yeah.
Did I just make that up?
No,
it's 3.14.
That's pi.
Dang it.
Pi.
I was watching the news this morning, and boy, Amy, I still get, I got teary-eyed with the John McCain stuff. It showed Cindy McCain.
Oh, it's really hitting you, huh?
Hard.
I mean, he was amazing. But we didn't know him.
I know. And that's how I feel about 99.9% of people that I don't know that die. And I'm like, oh, wow, they really contributed something. And that's cool. There was a video of Cindy McCain kissing the top of the casket and hugging it.
Oh, and well, yeah, that'll get you.
That got me. And then not only that, it was the fact that John McCain is so respected by both parties and that both sides have kind of just said, you know, aside all of our political differences, we do agree about this and about him being someone who kind of did things his own way.
You know, he
definitely had his own party and he stayed with the party most of the time. But and then the fact that he asked not only two people to speak at his funeral, but two people from different political parties. And not only that, two people that he went up against and lost to. And for president, he went up against George W. Bush and lost. He went up against Barack Obama and lost. And not only is it two people, two former presidents from two different parties, it's two people that beat him. It's amazing. All of that, it kind of gives me a sense of humanity again, because there isn't humanity right now in this political world. There's none. And I watch it, and I think maybe that's what it is. Like, I miss that. Like, in my heart a little bit, I miss the fact that we don't see people getting along in D.C. that are supposed to represent us. Because they're not representing us. They're not representing us right now. They're not. We aren't people that are that divisive. They try to lead us there and the fringe people, but we're not. I watch it and I got teary eyed. Maybe it's
I think we're in such a toxic environment, and then this is just such a breath of fresh air that
It's weird that it's a breath of fresh air that somebody had to die. Isn't because it is. I think you hit it on the head right there. It's a breath of fresh air to see kindness and compassion and empathy and sympathy from both sides when you just don't see it at all. And if it takes somebody dying to do it, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why it's triggering an emotion in me right now.
Well, and the fact that he didn't die suddenly. He knew death was upon him and he was able to plan things, and he's a smart guy. And so I'm sure this was part of his what he felt could be part of his mission here on Earth, like to do something like that, to try to bring some sort of united feeling.
He wrote the message to be read after he died. I've read that probably 4 times. Yeah, I'm so struck by this, and I'm never struck by this. I'm so struck. And so he was such a hero, meaning he gave his life for causes that were just to serve people. He's from a multi-generation military family, and he went and served. He flew. He got shot down. He was in an airplane. They shot him down. He lived. Then they held him to POW camp where he could have left, and he stayed because he said, I'm not going to go just because my dad is high-ranking in the military and because he's something. I'm going to stay and let all my other men go first. So for 5 years, he sat in a POW camp for us. And then he had to endure things like people telling me he's not a hero. Like, that makes me sad for him. He's not even around. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I wish I had whatever gene that he or our military have, or our police officers have, or our firefighters have, that just serves and saves. Because you know me, there's a problem. Feet don't fail me now, I'm out of here. There are people trained to do this. Yum! I'm like a cartoon character, I'm getting out of there so fast. But yeah, and I guess I'll use this opportunity again to thank those that fight for us. And maybe that's it. Maybe it's just a re-reminder of people that go out and risk their lives for us so we can do these dopey radio shows. And Senator McCain was one of those people. Like, he's one of the reasons we get to sit around this table and do a dopey radio show. That's it. And he did, in military, he served. It's not like you're making a bunch of money when you decide to get into politics. Later you do, because you, if you're good at it, you write books, and people care about what you have to say, and you learned a lot. And but
right.
Anyway, I was watching the news this morning, and I had tears strolling, screaming down my face. I guess they weren't strolling or screaming. They were streaming.
Streaming.
I've went too long about this, but man, get me going here. I'm so thankful.
It's okay. You were feeling something.
I really was feeling something. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for our military. I'm so thankful for people like John McCain, police officers, the people that really, we don't always see them protecting us, but they are. They are. The hackers that are keeping the other bad hackers at bay. We don't even know, but they're out. Mm-hmm. They're out fighting them. Because I'm out of there. If there's any problems, don't call me. Because I'm running the opposite direction. I need people like Amy's husband. They're going to step in and save us. We're a bunch of PUDs in this room, right, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Raymond?
Yeah.
You're a PUD too, admit it.
Yes.
That's right.
What?
We're a bunch of PUDs.
Help.
No, we wouldn't. No, we don't. We haven't served. I regret not being able to serve. And you know what? I probably couldn't go back and do it because I'm such a wimp. So I'm thankful there are people that aren't wimps. I'm done. I'll stop talking about this now. But this is, I sign off with a thankfulness. I sign off with just grateful that I can do what I do because of people like Senator McCain. And it touched me this morning, and I wasn't planning to go into this, and now I don't even know what to do. What do I do? Where are we? What is today?
What are our options?
Well, yeah. I went for a long time here. I need to take a quick break, and then we can come back and kind of regroup. And I was going to talk about how women don't like smart guys, and it turned into a whole thing here. Let's go to Nicole in Japan. Hey, Nicole, what's happening in Japan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Really good. What time is it where you are right now?
Right now, it is 8:40 p.m.
It's almost bedtime.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, look at you. So are you a military family?
Yeah, my husband's Air Force. We've been here almost 2 years now. So
Come on, guys. Yep. There he is. How is it living in Japan for you?
It's insane. At first, we hated it. We were like, where the heck are we? But it's amazing now. It's so safe. The people are so friendly. It's just incredible.
Where'd you live in the States before you went over?
We were stationed at MacDill in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with that. I love Tampa. Hey, let us all, for you, a big thank you very much. Thanks for calling and listening. Is there anything you'd like to say to the show right now from Tampa? Or wait, from Japan, yeah.
I just wanted to thank y'all for everything you guys do. I mean, you bring a sense of home to us here. I listen to you on the iHeartRadio app every single day.
Oh, thank you.
And it's just like, you know, like we never left Florida. So it's nice to have a sense of family when you're so far away.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you for being a supportive wife to your husband who's out protecting us. Tell your husband we said thank you. All the thank yous, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Let's go over to Jay in Alabama. Jay, what do you want to know?
Hey, Bobby, I just want to know, how did date number two go with Morgan number two?
Well, first of all, I see what you're trying to do here. You're trying to say that Morgan number two and I went on a date last night. Is that what you're implying, Jay, from Alabama?
Well, I'm just saying, Bobby, from Nashville, that Instagram, on the public eye, it looks that way.
Jay, on my Instagram, by the way, you look at my Instagram, it's Mr. Bobby Bones. Morgan number two and I are just sitting at a table smiling to the camera. There is nothing romantic to happen with me and a coworker / employee.
Last female I sat at a table with smiling while eating, I got married.
Okay, that's fair. Then, that was the last female you sat and smiled with at a table, Jay?
That's the only one I'm going to admit to, Bobby.
Okay. Now, here, listen, Morgan number two and I went to dinner last night. It was fantastic. There were no romantic sparks. There weren't supposed to be. It was more of a let's talk about the future. And we'll talk about that later. We'll get into the dinner later. But Jay, I look at my Instagram comments. All it is people talking about Morgan number two and me. And just because you're sitting at a table with a female does not mean you're with the female. You know what I mean, Abe?
Right.
How many years did you and I have to deal with this?
Do what?
How many years did you and I have to deal with people thinking we were dating?
Oh, I mean, sometimes we still do, and people reply, yeah, she's married with two kids.
Yeah. So we have a That's Rude coming up in a bit, where I go right into the comments of the Instagram. So we'll do that. I mean, there's some That's Rude right now. These are about me. From Liz, you eat dinner at a time like my five-year-old toddler does. Because it was like 4:30 p.m. Yeah. That's rude. Mary says, my ex would eat dinner at 5 p.m., but he was 67.
Dang.
Well, here's the thing, too, is that it was still daytime whenever I said, hey, let's have dinner. But my dinner's a little earlier than what Morgan number two would usually eat. So let's see. Jess writes, hey, you and my meemaw have the same dinner time there. Oh, that's rude. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Here's one. It says, I live next door to Bobby. She's been staying at his house for the past couple of weeks.
Oh.
An inside tip on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah. That's rude. And untrue.
That's not true, yeah. Right?
No, she's been there for like 3 days. Nah, she hasn't been there. We had a good time, right, Morgan, too?
Yeah, it was a good talk. We had a lot of good conversations.
Were there any sparks?
No.
Making sure I didn't miss anything there.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Shane was headed out on his sailboat in the Keys of Florida, and he took his dog Harley with him. So a storm rolls in. Harley falls overboard.
Oh, man.
And Shane can't find him. Harley swims 3 miles to a local beach.
Wow.
Shane gets home, can't find his dog, gets on social media, and finds out someone found him on the beach 3 miles away.
That's crazy.
And they were reunited. Here comes Harley.
That's a good one, right, Abe?
Love it, yeah.
That's a good one.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Carrie Underwood shared that she rarely plays new music for her husband, Mike Fisher. Here's a clip of her talking about it.
He will be honest, which is good, but he'll like offer his opinions. And I'm like, I don't tell you how to play hockey.
Isn't that kind of a trap, though? I'd like to know what you have to say, but then when you say it, I'm tired of playing hockey.
That's great.
That's funny.
I love that.
I mean, yeah, it's true. He probably isn't ever like, hey, Carrie, watch me hit this puck. Tell me what you think.
Okay, but if she's asking for his opinion and he gives it, you can't counter that with, hey, dude, don't tell you how to skate if you don't like it. That's my only point. Yeah. Morgan number two, what else?
Luke Bryan's set to kick off his 10th annual farm tour, and he just announced a special guest coming with him, Chase Rice, John Langston, the Peach Pickers, and DJ Rock. We've got Walker Hayes. He released a new single called 90s Country. Here's a clip of it.
Do you love me? If you do, check yes, please. Girl, you know you think my tractor's sexy.
I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone, and let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan number two plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, we'll do the joke, and then Trevor is on. We're going to get an update from him. yesterday, remember the clothes were on the floor and he wasn't going to pick them up?
Oh, right, right, right.
And I was just like, dude, pick them up. I don't care if there's a stalemate. Pick them up and we want to know what happens. So we'll talk to him in like 1 minute. But first, without any further ado,
the Morning Corny.
How does Cardi B keep fit?
How does the rapper Cardi B keep fit?
Cardio.
That was the Morning Corny.
Trevor.
Hello.
Hey, so what happened?
Well, actually, it went very well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, here's what happened. Lunchbox comes on the air yesterday and goes, I cooked, so my wife's doing the dishes. And I say, okay. He goes, but the dishes are just staying in there because it's a stalemate. And I said, well, why don't you just wash them? No, she has to. And you guys didn't even have a conversation. There was a fight about this.
No, never a conversation. It was just an unspoken kind of who's going to do the dishes. But I assume she knows that she's supposed to do the dishes because I cooked.
Are they done, though, now?
No, they're still chilling.
They're still chilling. Okay.
Still chilling.
So Trevor gets on the phone. And Trevor, there were clothes on the bathroom floor. Is that what it was? Or clothes on the bedroom floor. Which one?
Yeah, bedroom floor.
Okay, and neither one, you or your wife, are picking them up?
No.
Okay, so how long had the clothes sat there?
2 months.
That's insane. Gosh, to me.
That's awesome.
And he was a bit defiant yesterday. He was like, I'm not doing it. I said, just do a science experiment for this show. Please pick them up. It'll take you 10 seconds of being like, oh, this stinks. But I bet your life is just rewarded in many ways. Trevor, what happens when you pick the clothes up?
Well, she works nights, so she was saying, I couldn't hear anything that she said. I was asleep already. And, I woke up the next morning. My lunch was actually made, and I had a nice little note on there. Said, I love you. Thank you for doing the laundry, and here's your lunch.
Come on! Yeah. Trevor, let's look back now. Pride is a terrible thing to have, and we all have it. We have to a bit try to look over the top of the pride and see what's on the other side of it. It's a very difficult thing to do. But you were able to do that. You looked over the top of pride. You saw the other side. You picked up the clothes. What did you learn from this, Trevor?
Good things come from kind of doing stuff that need to be done.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you get in these dumb fights and you're holding on to things, grudges. There's nothing productive about a grudge. Man, I've had some bad grudges in my day. Most of them are gone. Because I just realized I was spending so much time just wasted on the negativity. So much energy wasted on the negativity where I could take that energy and put it in the positivity. And now we get these results. Things around my life would just start to happen in good ways. There were friends and artists and things I would just have these terrible fights and feuds with. And I was like, why am I doing it? Now all of a sudden I have great friendships because of it. So, Trevor, tell our listeners what you learned and what they can experience by just getting rid of these small grudges. Go ahead. Enlighten them right here, Trevor.
Don't fight over the stupid, petty stuff.
That's right. Don't fight over the stupid stuff. Save it for the big stuff. Trevor, thank you, my friend. Now,
yes,
in your life, you're going to look at this. You're going to shift it a bit, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this. Here he is. Hey, Trevor, everyone, come on.
Good job, Trevor.
Come on, Trevor.
Good job.
There he is. Enjoy your lunch that your beautiful wife made for you. And read that note, and I hope it hits you right in the heart. And, I think we all learned a little something today, Trevor.
Oh, yeah.
All right, bud. Are you going to work right now?
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm about to pull in.
All right, bud. Well, I'll let you get to work. Thank you very much for calling. Thanks for picking up the clothes. And a little bit, you picked up the clothes for all of America, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, bud. See you later. There he is. That's good, though, right, Aim? I'm into that.
Yeah. No, I love it.
It's hard. That pride, it's tough.
Oh, it'll get you.
Uh-huh. It'll get you
especially
every
for you
time.
Guys.
Don't do that, Amy, because for everyone. Don't do that.
Yeah, that wife didn't pick up the laundry either. That was her pride.
It was. They were battling it out. Pride doesn't know if you have a wiener or a peepaw. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A peepaw.
You have a peepaw. I have a wee-wee. Okay?
Okay.
Never heard it called that.
Like, and my pride, like grandpa. My pride is okay with you. Never have heard that before. Yeah?
Good, good.
Yeah. There's Will in South Carolina. Hey, Will, what's up, buddy?
Hey, first time caller here.
Thank you very much. What do you want to ask?
Just want to know if Lunchbox does the dishes when his wife cooks, like he wants her to do when he cooks.
Oh, that's interesting. So Lunchbox cooked, and he expected his wife, who's also nursing a baby, who just had a baby, he expects her to do the dishes, and she hasn't, so he hasn't, so they've sat in the sink for days and days.
Yeah, and it was a shrimp dish, so it's not the best smelling stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so the opposite. Do you do the dishes every time she cooks?
Oh, of course.
You do?
Of course. All absolutely. Right.
And what do you think about that there, Will?
I believe him this time.
Yeah, I believe him, but don't you think maybe you you know, give a little grace because she's physically going through something new?
Well, so am I. Like, I've never had a baby either.
But you
like,
both you are going understand. Through that the same. But she right. physically just had a baby.
Yeah, you're right.
So maybe she shouldn't have to physically do as many things for just a little bit of time while she catches up.
Well, she doesn't have to. I mow the grass. She doesn't have to mow the grass.
But you normally mow the grass. Okay, it doesn't matter. Let us know tomorrow if the shrimp dishes are clean, okay?
I'm hoping she hears this.
Oh, this is what you hope, that she hears it on the radio and does it?
Yeah, but she hadn't been listening because she's been on vacation.
No, it's called maternity leave.
Yep.
Let's go to our country music pop culture expert, Morgan number two. Hey, what do you know about this Gretchen Wilson story and what happened on the airplane and the police? Like, what's the last thing that we know about that?
Well, it's just that she got arrested for kind of creating a fight over the bathroom. And then since that, she got officially arrested for breach of peace, but then was released enough to go to her concert that next night.
Breach of peace?
I wonder what that means.
That sounds big. Huh. Well, 'cause I'm a redneck woman. They were talking to her here. Here's Gretchen Wilson won't being asked about that.
I'm saddened by the whole thing, but I don't know that I can say I'm embarrassed that that situation got to where it was, but no, not personally.
She may write a song about it.
I've kind of started working on one last night.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called Fist Fight Over the Pooper. I'm going to write a song. It's called Just Trying to Use My Peepaw, but I can't get in the bathroom stall. Goodness.
Oh my gosh, stop with the peepaw.
What? It's a night. 'Cause I'm a redneck woman. Just tell us the whole story, Gretchen. You can come in here if you'll tell us the whole story.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, because she's being very vague here. You know, I'm sad. It was a thing. Now, I want to know what happened.
Now we got to wait for a song?
Yeah, right?
Come on. And I know all the words to every Charlie Daniels song. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it country.
From the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah. Kentucky Fried Chicken will pay you $11,000 if you'll name your kid. Lunchbox, you can change your baby's name right now for $11,000.
Oh, man, that's pretty good.
KFC's looking to pay $11,000 to someone. Now, you had to have your baby. What day did you have your baby?
July 17th.
Oh, you just missed it.
What?
Yeah,
because
if you have your baby coming up on September 9th, there are conditions. The baby must be named Harland. The money's got to go into the baby's college fund, $11,000. The baby naming promo is in honor of Colonel Harland Sanders' 128th birthday. And so he's born on September 9th, and the company says, hey, name your kid Harland. I like the name Harland, by the way. Let me just put that out there.
Not bad.
It's weird to name someone a name that you have no, you know, investment in.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you had to name it Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That'd be a funny name, too. This is my baby, Kentucky Fried Chicken. $11,000, they'll be donated to the new baby's college fund. And also, they had 11 herbs and spices, still do. So that's $11,000. So there you go.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The baby's first name must be Harlan. It must be born on September 9th. In the United States, parents can submit proof of baby's birth via birth certificate to kfc.com/babyharland.
Wow. Oh, I wonder how many people are going to do that.
A lot.
I don't even hate the name Harland. That's what's funny.
Me neither.
So, yeah. Here's a story I was mentioning earlier. Women are put off by good looks and high intelligence in men. This is what the story says. And you can tell me, Amy, if you think this is true or not. Intelligence and good looks are qualities everyone likes in a partner. But a new study says that women generally prefer men's in moderation. Only just a little bit of good looks. Only just a little bit of intelligence. Just a little bit. Yeah. They find extraordinarily handsome or extraordinarily smart men undesirable. Tell me about that name.
Wow, I just don't know that I would fall into that category, but I did say earlier, I was like, okay, I could see how they're intimidated, and you said, well, okay, that's kind of being put off. So if you're intimidated, you're probably not willing to like really go for it because you're like, ooh. But
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the intelligence part, when you're arguing, if they're way more intelligent than you, then they're going to find a way to, like, twist whatever. You'll never win anything.
Oh, yeah? Is that from experience?
I mean, yeah, I rarely win.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, my husband's smarter than me. I'm fine with that.
That's a great thing to bring up. Okay, let me ask this, you guys. Okay, in the versus matches. Amy versus her husband, and just we'll just say smarter, since that's the word you use. Who's smarter, Amy versus her husband? Amy, you get to pick the winner of that one.
I would say he is.
Okay, and there you have it. Okay, that's enough.
That's just because he's...
He what? Went to the Air Force Academy, was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's applied himself more, and some people just have higher... They can retain more information. Sometimes I'm like... Okay, in my head, out my head. But I mean, I'm smart.
Funny. In my head, out my head. Amy, you're very smart. And you're very...
Thank you.
You have... There's an intelligence, too, to being able to love. There isn't a loving intelligence, meaning it actually takes a mental capacity to take something, learn about it, love it. There's something...
Oh, yeah.
There. So, Lunchbox...
Am I more compassionate?
Yes, absolutely. Than him? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then yes, she says.
Yes.
Lunchbox, who's smarter, you or your wife?
I mean, there's no doubt about it. Your boy is a lot smarter than his wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to our video producer who sits beside me to my right. Eddie, you're over there. What do you think?
So my wife is smarter than me, obviously. She does all the bills. She can count. But I'm street smart.
Oh,
I'm
goodness.
Scrappy.
Stop it. Is he Radio Eddie coming
Ready, out? Radio Eddie. He got, when I said I was smarter than my wife, he was like, psh. You're crazy to say that on the radio. Give me that look. Like, how would you say that? Of course my wife is smarter.
Oh, no.
You guys done? You guys done?
I think I play a love song. I feel like we all need a love song.
Yeah.
Right now. So there's a segment that Lunchbox does where he calls a bank and he says, hey, I'm a bank rapper. I rap about stuff in banks. My rapper name's MCFDIC. By the way, can someone look up what that means, FDIC? Yeah. Because it's just something they say on bank commercials where they go,
yeah,
protected by the FDIC. Mm-hmm. So here's the first call Lunchbox made.
Hey, you're calling. This is Jimmy. How can I help you?
Yo, Jimmy, this is MCFDIC. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Yo, man, I'm just a local rapper, you know, and I got an album dropping called Bank That Booty. And I'm just trying to get, you know, like an album cover, you know, and I try to call you, see if I get up in that vault and take a picture with all them monies.
No.
No, like, because my album's like a play on banks. It's like direct deposit, diss track, hitting the club with a teller, mutual fund up this, and where my lollipop. So I was just trying to, you know, take a picture with them monies.
I'm sorry, sir, no.
No, like, you know, like, because then it'll be on the album cover of Bank That Booty. Mm. Hello?
Yeah. So that was the first one. That didn't go that well. I mean, come on, the guy's a bank rapper. All you want to do is get in the vault.
That's it. Just take one picture with the monies. That's it.
The monies.
Monies.
Hey, what does FDIC stand for?
Yeah, it's Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So it just protects banks if they lose all their money, they're protected.
So that's who you are?
That's who I am.
What's it mean again?
Federal Deposit.
There you go. Close enough.
Monies.
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 Here's Lunchbox calling another bank as MCFDIC.
Thank you for calling. My name is Steve. How can I help you?
Hey, Steve. Yo, this is MCFDIC. Yeah. How are you today?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
Oh, man. You know, I'm just a local rap artist here, right here. Yeah. You know, and I'm trying to drop my album. You know, Bank That Booty. I'm trying to get up in that vault and take a picture with all that monies.
I don't think we'll be able to do that.
No. Wait. My album is Bank That Booty, and I got songs like ATM, All That Money, you know, Insufficient Bunch, you know, like the skinny chicks. Yeah. And I just want to get up there and take a picture, you know, with the monies and be like, yo, MCFDIC here.
MC, you got a heck of a spiel, man. I like your energy. You might be able to take a picture outside the bank, but I don't know if we can do anything inside. I've got to go, okay?
Yo, wait. Yo, I got this promise. You can be in the picture on my album cover. Yo!
That was a good one, man.
Hey, wait. Hey, my man.
No, God. Hey, would you mind MCFDIC?
Yeah.
Would you mind
reading back some of the songs from your record.
The
record's called Bank That Booty.
Like, yeah, right, I got right. Direct Deposit Dish Track.
Hitting the Club with a Teller.
Mutual Fund Up This.
Got it, yeah, yeah.
Where My Lollipop.
That's four tracks.
ATM All That Monies.
Oh, All That Money.
And yeah. Insufficient Buns. You know, like the skinny chicks?
Like the skinny chicks.
That might be my favorite.
Yeah, me too. Insufficient funds, but no, he got you. Insufficient buns.
Buns.
Well,
we're still trying
to get in that vault.
I mean, I tried to get him on the album cover.
Maybe there's someone listening that would actually let us go into a vault and take a picture. Because now we got to make this record.
We have to.
Like, MCFDIC is a thing.
Yes.
The
tracks are done.
Dude, Insufficient Buns?
ATM, All That Money?
Insufficient Buns, then parentheses, it says.
Yeah, you know, the skinny chicks.
You know, the skinny chicks.
Because that means they have insufficient. That's smart. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, well, MCFDIC, I'm sorry I didn't work out today, but I enjoyed it. I did. Amanda in Arkansas, good morning to you.
Hi.
Hey, what do you want to say?
So I just listened to the MCFDIC bit, and I think Lunch thinks that the vaults are like in the movies, just loads of money, the big wheel on the outside, and it's actually nothing like that. I'm a branch manager of a bank, and he's way off.
Wait, so what's the vault like then?
Yeah.
Well, I can't give too much information, but...
Because that's what it is. Guys, yeah, don't listen to
this. Yeah, the monies.
We're looking at our monies. Come on.
Yeah, you don't want to bank that booty in your bank?
So you don't want to tell us what the vault's about. You just want to tell us we're wrong about it.
You are wrong. It's very small. At least the one I'm at. I'm at a small bank, so...
Is there any chance that one of these banks will let MCFDIC in the vault?
Probably not.
But there's a chance.
There is a chance, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Will you let me in your bank vault? You're the manager. I won't tell anybody.
Good point.
But I'll give you album cred.
Anybody. Good point. He won't tell anybody.
Album cred. I need my job, though.
So that's
a
no?
Never know.
Hey, it's security reasons. We can't.
All right. Oh. Well, poop-dee-dee scoop is what I always say. Dang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poop-dee-dee scoop. Scoop-dee-dee whoop.
Scoop-dee
scoop-dee poop. Poop-dee scoop-dee scoop-dee whoop. Poop-dee-dee scoop whoop poop. Poop-dee-dee whoop scoop.
Whoop scoop scoop.
Poop. Poop. Scoop-dee-dee whoop. Whoop-dee-dee scoop.
There you have it. Lunchbox, what's the story you're trying to tell me about?
Stressed out?
Yeah.
Overworked?
Oh, yeah.
Or just over it? Ready to quit your job?
No.
Leave that to us. You pay this company $450, they'll quit your full-time job for you. You're part-time and you're ready to get out of there? $360 and they'll quit for you.
Wait a minute. So this company quits the job for you?
Yes, you pay them and they figure out a way to quit your job. Because they said when you go in to quit, the manager may try to be like, oh no, we'll offer you this, and it can be intimidating and you are scared and you give in, so they do the quitting for you. You don't ever have to go back. Only $450. Woo!
That seems like a lot to quit. And if you're quitting, maybe you ain't getting paid enough, and then you're going to pay somebody else.
Don't you just go in and say, I quit?
It's so hard.
Is it, Aim?
I think so. I had quit my job to come work with you, and it was hard.
Amy was selling granite. And so, but you had just got a raise.
Asked for it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I got it. Uh-huh. And then 2 weeks later, after I went into their office and mustered up enough guts to kind of present my case as to why I needed a raise, and then they granted it to me, 2 weeks later, I'm back in the same office turning in my resignation letter. Oh my gosh, I felt like such a horrible person.
And the thing about Amy, if you're new to the show, she never worked in radio before she came and became my tag team partner over here, and that she even took a pay cut, a significant pay cut. Because, guys, we were getting paid nothing. To do that's nothing. And so Amy took a big pay cut, right?
Yeah, took a pay cut for sure. Had no idea the future we had, where it was going. I remember my mom saying to me, because I was 24 or something, she said, look, if there's ever a time in your life to take a risk and to do something like this, now's the time because you're still young and you can bounce back.
There it is. Come on.
Yeah.
That's right. And you're still waiting for that bounce back. Amy's still looking for that bounce back to happen.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There was a boy, 11 years old in Wisconsin. He was playing in a flooded drainage ditch. Him and my friends were there. He got sucked into the sewer, right?
Whoa.
Right. So the sheriff's office says the boy disappeared under the water about 6 p.m. He did not come back up. So everyone's freaking out. Obviously, the kid got sucked into a flooded drainage ditch. Mm-hmm. They sent a dive team. So the dive team gets there. The firefighters get there. They couldn't do anything except try to figure out where the flow would have taken the kid. The deputy fire chief was standing on top of a manhole cover, a bit down from it, probably 100 feet from the ditch. And he sees some fingers poke through the opening of the manhole cover.
Get out.
They found the kid in an air pocket, and he was holding on for dear life onto the very top of like a three-prong ladder, and his fingers were going up through the manhole cover, and the guy sees his fingers and saves him.
Wow,
oh,
man.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that nutty and awesome there?
That was Tell Me Something Good.
A conversation earlier about grudges. I tried to remove almost all the grudges from my life because you just spend so much time on them. And when you look back at how much time you held this negative energy inside of you and where you could have put that positive energy. And I've had some grudges that I've just felt like I needed to reach out to those people. And I guess it started today, that conversation, because we had a caller on who was in a fight with his wife and they had left clothes on the floor for 2 months and no one would pick it up. And I said, Trevor, I said, just pick up the clothes and then call us back and let us know how it goes. He's like, I don't know, man, 2 months. I've really invested in this grudge. I said, trust me, you just doing that one little leap over your own pride will do so much good for you. And he did, and he called back, and he said he woke up, and his wife had made him a lunch, put a nice note on it, and the clothes were picked up on the floor.
So cool.
All it took was just piercing your pride. That pride is such a bad thing. We all have it. I'm not speaking that I don't have it, because I do. But it's the hardest thing to get over. Casey in Georgia, you're on the air. Hello.
How about it, Bobby? How's it going, buddy?
Hey, good, man. What you want to say?
Hey, I know at one time you and Georgia Florida Line had a beef, and you know, I never heard if y'all squashed that or if it's still going.
Oh, that's a good thing to ask. I said some things. They said some things. It wasn't pleasurable for either one of us, and we did not talk for a long time. Me and the guys from Florida Georgia Line. That'd be fair.
Yeah.
There is no beef anymore. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite of that. I have become quite friendly with Tyler from Florida Georgia Line.
Which is cool.
Yeah, we text and we went and I don't think he would care. We went and had a really good talk. We had coffee together. And it was like, why? It's just this conversation, but in my real life. What?
Y'all had coffee?
We did. And it
was. Is that
was,
who you went to have coffee with?
When? No, this is,
I don't know.
This is a few months ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I was like, hey, man, I'm really sorry. Shouldn't have said some of those things. And, you know, it's not my place to say what he said. So we're in a great place, actually. There is no
That's
beef.
That's cool.
As a matter of fact, what happened was, oh, boy, I'm being really. We have so many mutual friends that we both admire so much that like both of us. And we're going, why are we even fighting with each other? I think we're a lot alike. We're both sensitive creators. And we kind of we were on the same point. And it was just, I apologized. And I apologized again. I haven't sent him a text because he was one of the people that recommended me when I went to my extensive therapy thing. He was like, you should go to this. Because I, you know, so I went and then I texted him on the way back and I was like, it was fantastic. Thanks. Sorry I was mean. And that was it. Yeah. It's actually great. We have a great relationship now. They haven't been on the show yet. It's probably been 3 years.
Mm.
But I didn't want it to be about that. I didn't want it to be like, okay, things are repaired. Now you can come on the show. It just isn't about
right.
that. I'm trying to be a better human, just 1%. I just want to be a 1% better human. And once I hit that 1%, then I try to be a 1% better human again. You know, in my life, it's all about baby steps because if I take giant leaps, I just fall back down. If I take baby steps, I can actually hold that baby step. It's a little easier. So, Casey, that's a good question. It's something we haven't talked about. But no, I'm actually closer to those guys than I've ever been before.
Well, good deal. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, Bob.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. There you go. I don't even know if anybody cares about that, but
it's a good story.
Did you guys know that? Did anybody know
that? I knew something about it.
I didn't know you guys went to coffee. Yeah. I knew there was a beef back in the day.
There was definitely a beef.
I knew that.
I'm an idiot. You know? I'm an idiot. And sometimes I say idiot things. So.
What happened to your beef painting that BK painted you?
They never
get. No beef.
So, yeah. I don't know. They still have it.
I forgot about that.
I think BK still has it in his house.
Does he really?
Oh, well. I mean, the problem was they gave it to you in Las Vegas, and we were flying back on Southwest, so it was like, can't really take that. So I don't know where it is.
I think they took it back with them, and then I never got it again.
is what I think. So I got a beef again. Get my painting.
No beef.
Okay, okay. That's that story. I actually could not be on better terms. And you know what? It's good. Like, I'm just trying to be a better human. 1%. Because I can maintain 1%. I can't maintain a 10% jump. 1%. Thank you very much. We good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Well, well, well. Over to Mike in Virginia Beach. Hey, Mike. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, Bobby? How's it going?
Good. You're on. What do you want to say?
I had a question for Lunchbox. I mean, we know how he is about kids going viral. I want to see how things change since he had Baby Box there. Has he started trying to get him to go viral already? Or?
That's a good question, because Lunchbox gets so jealous of kids when they go viral. And so yesterday, here's just something fun, is we posted a picture of Lunchbox's baby. This little kid's awesome. Got hair, looks like Lunchbox. And Lunchbox, it was major on web. It's close to going viral, the picture of your baby. Now, the question for you is, do you like that it's your son that's going viral at BobbyBones.com, or does it annoy you that he may actually go viral before you do?
It bugs the, I don't know, can I say crap out of me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it bugs the crap out of me that he may go viral, and because I was looking last night and I was seeing all the hits and the likes, and I'm like, we probably need to pull that down.
Oh, wow.
Like, we probably need to pull it down. Yes, Amy, how can I have him go viral in the first 6 weeks of his life, and I've been trying for however many years, and I've never gone viral? That would be fair to me.
Okay, pause for a second and really think about it. And sort of in a way, you're the one that put that out there. It's your baby. He is giving you the chance to be viral-ish. Like, this is you.
No, because people are going to know him for being the viral sensation. They're not going to know me as being the viral sensation. And that's what we want is me to be the sensation.
Mike, you hear this guy. What do you think?
For some reason, that's exactly what I expect.
Well, I'll say this, Lunchbox. Listen, I thought you may take this as a notch in your belt, because that's you. That's your blood and your bones and all
right.
That.
Right. It's my DNA.
That's you, dude.
Yeah.
But he, on this page, has broken every Lunchbox record ever in the history of the show for web pages. Like, anything you've ever done, this baby has now surpassed any of your... How do you feel about that? Because that's your baby. That's, congratulations. You did that.
That's humiliating. Like, out of all the years I've done stuff, and I put a picture of that's not even me. Like, it's only half of me, first of all. And it breaks every record. I've done so much for the show, and I put a kid picture up there, and that's what they associate with. Not even my picture's not even next to the kid. So you're like, oh, you just see a baby picture. Don't even know whose it is.
So you're jealous of your baby.
I wouldn't say jealous is the word, because jealous is a bad look, but I don't like it.
Well, it's up. If you want to see Lunchbox's baby before he pulls it down, BobbyBones.com. But it set all the Lunchbox records. Congratulations. Hey, congratulations, Lunchbox.
Nice work, man.
There you go, buddy.
Why are you guys clapping?
Come on, because we love it.
To rub it in?
Viral. Look at the hair. Like, he has your hair.
Yeah.
He has your hair already, yeah. We're going to put this video up right now at BobbyBones.com, but Good Morning America had it. And it's a girl finding out she's going to be adopted. And so I believe she was a foster child. Amy, do you know the story?
Yeah, I just know a little bit of the story, but I haven't seen or heard the video, so I'm so excited you're going to play it.
Yeah, she's seen in the video opening a box on her birthday, and there's a frame, and she reads the frame. And so they write, I'll play the video for you, but they write, our kids spent 1,128 days in foster care over 3 years. It's so hard for children to live in such uncertainty. She hopes that the video, you know, the mom here, which has over 7 million views, will encourage people to adopt or at least look at it. So here we go. The mom and dad, both on each side of the daughter, and the daughter's opening a box and she pulls out a frame. Here you go.
I'm going to be adopted?
We love you, sweetheart. We'll always be your parents.
I love you so much.
All right, Dad, how's that make you feel?
Gosh,
It's like the best feeling in the world for that family. Because I'm pretty sure what I read is they've got to adopt her, and she has two siblings as well. So they're going to be able to take them in. And yeah, I mean, I get a little emotional thinking about it because their lives are forever changed. Like, they now have security and unconditional love. And it's going to take them a while to get used to what forever means. But if they've been fostered by them for a while, they've developed some of that relationship. So that's good. But to know that it's permanent is a game changer for them.
Amy has two children that she adopted. Did you ever have those conversations, or that one conversation, or were they too young?
I mean, they were at the orphanage, and they had seen a lot of their friends go with other families. They knew, I mean, yes, you learn at an orphanage real quick, like, this is your life plan when you're there. Some family's going to come get you, and they're going to take you to America or Canada or France, and that was the case where they lived. So they knew it was coming, but I remember the day that it became official in Haiti, and it still took a couple of years to get them here, but when we got to tell them, like, you know, we're your mom and dad, and you can call us mom and dad instead of, you know, Amy and Ben. And then they started calling us mom and dad. And then they got to the United States and started calling us by our first names again. But that's a whole nother story. that was just them not, like, wanting to reject what was happening, which is natural. But, yeah, I remember having that conversation in Haiti, like, we're going to be your parents.
Not to get too deep into it, but do some kids age out of the orphanage there where they don't get adopted?
Unfortunately, yes.
Do you know how many it is? Like, what the percentage is?
I don't know the percentage, so I don't even want to guess and give a wrong number, but it is terrifying. And there's so many groups down there doing amazing things that try to equip these kids to, you know, have an education and be able to survive. Otherwise, they could end up on the streets, and it's terribly sad.
I think, and I've encouraged Amy to keep notes and to write a book one day. Amy has a really interesting story of they tried to have a kid. They tried for years. They did all the, not even just the, you know, the hoopty hop to have a kid. Then they tried to do some medical stuff and fertility. And then they tried to adopt domestically. But because her husband was in the military, they kept moving. And when you move, you have to start over. And Amy went on a mission trip and found these kids. I mean, it's just such an incredible story. Are you still taking notes? Be honest.
No, not as much. I do. No. I'm not. I was journaling whenever you told me I had this journal that a friend gave me, and I was writing really detailed things when things were like really crazy. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just jotting things down, and I feel like this show too, I share so much. So when I am sharing it with you, I have documentation of that as well. So I can go back and kind of remember.
Well, I think you have an incredible story. And listen, I wrote about it in my last book, but I think you have an incredible story of determination and also faith. Like, you know, your life is, in this whole process, there was a lot of faith in it for you.
Yeah. I mean, we were just trusting that God had a plan for us, and I didn't want to let go of that. And that's why I even got espoir, which means hope in Haitian Creole, which is what my children speak. Like, I got it tattooed on my body so I would see the word espoir and hope every single day. So, because I had hope and faith that one day they would be in our home, and now they're here.
Love it. There it is. I thought you liked that video. I liked that video.
Yeah, it was great.
It's up at bobbybones.com if you want to see it. I'm currently conducting a science experiment on myself, Am. So
what is that?
Well, so what I'm doing, and I told you, is I have managed to, after 35 years, not go to sleep with a TV on. My whole life I slept with a TV on because I didn't have a bedroom ever in my life. I slept in the living room. And the TV was always on, so I don't feel comfortable without it on. That being said, I've taken the steps. I haven't had the TV on in 3 weeks now or so. It's a big deal for me. So what I do is I have a playlist. I have a pre-sleep playlist of songs I listen to before I turn my playlist on. Get me in the mood. Maybe that's not the term. But I and then I have a list. I always play Coldplay, A Rush of Blood to the Head, the album, as I'm going to sleep. Same record every night, right? Nobody said it was easy. So for 3 weeks, whenever it's time for me to shut the computer down or put the book away, I start A Rush of Blood to the Head, the record from Coldplay, which has songs like Clocks here. So here's where I get science-y about this. You ever heard of Pavlov's dog?
Yes.
Okay. What do you know about it?
Well, like, you can put a bowl of food in front of the dog all the time. Something about them salivating.
Yes, sort of. So what happens is, there's a dog, it's old. Don't do this experiment. But there's a dog in a box, and yeah. he would ring the bell and then feed the dog. Then he would ring the bell, and he would feed the dog. And then he would ring the bell, and then he would feed the dog. So the dog associated that bell ring with food. So then he would ring the bell and not feed the dog, and the dog would, his mouth would water because he associated that bell ring with the food. So that being said, I'm Pavlov dogging myself. So when I go to sleep, I listen to the same music every time. Now what I'm going to do after probably a few more weeks, I'm going to start listening to this music when I just need to go to sleep at night, a nap. On an airplane, and I want to see if it makes me go to sleep because I'm so used to associating it with sleep.
Wow. So the bell, Pavlov's bell,
is Coldplay. Yeah.
Got it.
This is what I do with my time.
Wow.
I think a science experiment to do with myself.
You need a hobby.
I mean, but it's actually really good because sometimes you're desperate for sleep.
Absolutely.
And you need to be able to get it when you can.
So I'll let you guys know, but I'm knee deep into this, man. Every night, same pattern. Turn it on, and the first song is, you know, Potlicks or whatever it's called.
Yeah, yeah,
da, na, na. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes, Amy, I fall asleep within the first song. It's crazy. Last night, I got a few in, and once I start to hear that fourth or fifth song, I'm like, what's wrong with me? I'm not going to sleep. I've never finished the record and been like, still
that's
awake.
Good. That's good.
So I just wonder if at like noon, I'm walking around one day and I hear the song at a grocery store.
Yeah, what if it comes on while you're driving?
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm hoping, though, that it triggers that feeling internally and I go, time to go to sleep. So I will only listen to it, though, when it's time to go to sleep. There we go. Just a little something going on I'm doing now.
No way Pavlov can do that today, right? He'd be in trouble?
Well, yeah, he'd be in trouble, but he wouldn't let anyone know.
Oh, okay.
And he would write it and...
do it in private.
Yeah. Johnny Pavlov. Went to dinner with Morgan number 2, who runs all of our digital and also does the 30-second skinny or however long it is now. How long is that skinny now? Is it timed anymore or no?
I don't even think it's time, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's best to keep it untimed.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, Amy did it for years, and a couple months ago when Amy's dad got sick, she was like, hey, I'm out, and I don't know how much I'm going to be in. And we do that skinny every day, so Morgan number 2 took over and did it and filled in wonderfully. And Amy said, hey, I'm going to have to be out again. Because Amy's in Austin, Texas right now. And we look at each other through a screen. It's kind of crazy how technology works. And I'll tell you what, I'll post a little video of it on my Instagram story of how Amy and I talk and look at each other. But she was like, hey, let Morgan number 2 keep doing it because I'm going to be gone again. So Morgan number 2's been doing it. And by the way, been doing a fantastic job at it. Amy, how do you think she's been doing that?
I think she's doing great. Yeah. I've listened to it obviously every day. And I'm like, okay. And we're only seeing her get better and more comfortable with it, which is how it should be.
So I had dinner with Morgan number 2 last night, and, you know, my typical self, it's still daylight at dinner time for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the second time we've had dinner, and I posted a picture on my Instagram. And by the way, there are hundreds of comments saying all kinds of things. But, you know, people were like, hey, what's up with the daytime dinner here? And what's up with the same place you went last time? Here's the thing. I go to the same...
Okay, yeah.
What you can say? What do you want me to say?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, people will get... if in case they don't already know things about you, once you find something you like, you typically just continue down that path until maybe you find something else you like. It's going to be the same restaurant over and over, and people just kind of have to be okay with that. And you definitely eat early, and then you definitely don't really do one-on-one dinners that much.
True.
And the fact you just said you've gone with Morgan number 2 twice, and I mean that's a lot.
It is. Let me say this quickly. I believe that if I'm not worried about the small decisions in my life, I can actually have more clarity in the big decisions. You know what I wear to work every day? The same thing. It's a hoodie and sweats, unless I have to take some pictures. And they're like, you have to do video for affiliates. I eat the same places. All the little things I do the same way because I got other things to worry about. So if I could wear a uniform every day, same thing, I would. But yes, we did that. I don't worry about the little decisions. I worry about the big decisions. We go to dinner. How was it? What would you say, Morgan number 2, was the big takeaway last night?
Honestly, we just had really good conversations, not only about my future, but also about your future.
See?
Okay.
Wow. Okay, well, I will say she did put on her Instagram, if I'm paraphrasing here, but I think of something like, if you think Bobby's books are motivational, when you're sitting and having a conversation at dinner with him, it's like 100 times that. Well, so you must have been super motivating.
I don't know. Was I?
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about kind of future plans and things, and it was just insightful and inspiring in a lot of ways.
So what were these plans?
Hey, listen, we're working on things.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about future plans, let's hear about it because that affects us.
No, the plan's for her. I was talking about her.
Oh.
Well, yeah. She's part of the show.
She is. And we were talking about her growth on the show. And I think Morgan number two has been super valuable to us. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, we've all been together for so many years. If you're just now listening to the show for the first time, like, we're all friends and been friends for years, way before radio. And so she kind of was the last one in, and she had to kind of adapt to the room. And I posted a picture up on my Instagram, and we can do a That's Rude Morgan number two edition because you go look, and it's just people just ripping me, ripping her. I mean, it's not a good look, but I like to talk about it here.
Yeah.
So we're going to do That's Rude here. Irene writes, wait, that's Morgan number two? Like 24 years old? What? I assume she's 33 at how she dressed.
Oh my God.
Ooh, Morgan number two, that's rude.
What do you think about that one?
That's rude.
That's rude, yeah. Audrey wrote, you two look like my grandma and grandpa. There you go. Whatever. Another one says, did you slide into Morgan number two's DM to get her to go to dinner?
Oh!
Ooh.
No, did
yeah,
you?
Did you?
Yeah. Fair question.
No, that's rude. There's a lot of stuff about dating. There's nothing there. I don't even like joking about that because we work together. And Amy and I went through that for years. Still do. She's trying to earn a permanent spot. Of course she'll have dinner with him.
Dang.
She already
has
a permanent spot. Yeah, that's... I was reading the story about Jimmy Fallon paying for... Oh, by the way, our dinner got paid for by a listener. That's what I was going to get to.
That's cool.
No, yeah.
What?
We're sitting there. I don't even say we're eating dinner. And we're sitting there, and a listener named Yolanda, first of all, sends a message to the table. We're the only people eating in the restaurant. We're eating so early. There's not a soul in there eating except Morgan number two and I. It's daytime. We're having dinner, and there's nobody else in there, right? And the waitress comes up and says, hey, Yolanda sent a message. She said, I appreciate you. And I was like, oh, that's nice. I appreciate you. Tell her that. Well, she already hung up, so she couldn't tell her. So then we're about to leave, and she goes, she also got your dinner. And I was like, what?
Yolanda called in and paid for your dinner.
And gave her credit card.
How did she know where you were?
Social media.
I would assume that since I go to the same place every single time, it's not hard to figure out.
I'm going to start trying this. When I go out to dinner, I'm going to post a picture. Like, I'm going to be eating here.
I didn't do that at all.
No, I'm just going to say, I'm eating dinner here if anybody wants to appreciate me.
Here's what I was moved by it a bit. And I was like, wow. So what I did is I tipped the waitress the full amount that I was going to pay for dinner.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Love that.
And then go ahead.
Well, I have a question since we're talking about payments. Uh-huh. Did Morgan do the wallet grab? Morgan number two, do the wallet grab?
No, because it was no kind of date thing. It was like, let's talk work and friendship.
I know, but you said even with me, you want me to do the wallet grab.
Yeah, but you're my friend. We've been friends for 15 years, Amy. And you never paid for anything. Just once paid for something.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, because I know how badly you want to pay for things.
Amy, come on. Amy.
Just one time pay for something. Come on.
Just one time remember
maybe,
your wallet.
Maybe take a guess. Come on.
Amy.
Hook it up. Come on. Yolanda paid for our dinner, and it was awesome.
That's so nice.
So I'm also going to pay it forward to someone else in a different way, the same exact amount. So what she did for me, I'm going to do double. And I would encourage people to, if someone does something nice for you, do it 1.5 times if you can back. Keep that cycle going.
And I have a question for Morgan number two, since like dinner one-on-one with just you is very new to her. Yeah, it's happened one time before this and second time. And I don't know, was she nervous before she was meeting you? Did she think maybe y'all were meeting for a particular reason or just because?
Morgan number two?
I didn't really know a reason behind it. I assumed it was probably work-related and us just continuing to trying to foster a friendship and a working relationship that's really good since I am the newest one on the show. That's just kind of what I assumed it was. But I was a little nervous. I always get nervous when it's one-on-one Bobby time because I don't want to mess up.
Why would you be nervous? It's just me, huh? Mario, huh?
Bobby, I get nervous sometimes if you text me and you're like, can you talk real quick? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Why?
What is it? You did that like a week or so ago when I was, the night you FaceTimed me and my husband and I were doing math homework with our son, Stevenson.
Yeah.
And I look over at my husband and I said, Bobby just asked if he could talk. And my husband's like, okay, well, go talk to him. I'm like, what do you think he wants to talk about?
What did I want to talk about? Do you remember?
We were talking about our schedules because my dad's stuff and then you've got some work stuff. And so we were just looking at calendars and making sure we were like on the same page.
All right. Well, yeah.
I'm just saying you kind of, you know, yeah, we've been friends forever, but you just have that vibe sometimes.
I've made communication a bit more of a priority this last year or so. And so,
yeah, I can tell, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I try to lean into the uncomfortable, just a bit. 1% better, boys.
1%.
I just want to get 1% better, and then when I hit it, I want to get 1% more better. Anything over 1%, you can't sustain. Get 1% better, and you can actually learn that. You can hold that. Yes.
Speaking of, guess who didn't press the snooze this morning?
You didn't do it again, huh?
I didn't do it again, and man, this morning did I want to, but I thought, I'm on a roll now, and like Bobby says, I'm going to take it day by day from here on out. I hit my goal, and now I'm going to keep going day by day and see how many days I can go.
That's good. And remember, if you do happen to fall, it's all right. You just start over.
Yeah, I know.
Start over.
I'm going to fail until I don't.
That's it. Jimmy Fallon paid for a stranger's $1,000 dinner tab in the Hamptons.
Whoa.
I saw that. That's because Yolanda paid for ours. I saw this one. First of all, I think, who's buying a meal that costs $1,000?
There must have been 50 people eating or something.
Is there like a bunch of gold bracelets in the place?
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon paid some strangers $1,000 plus a dinner tab. It had to be a bunch of people too, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Page Six tipster said Fallon was at dinner with his wife. And he approached the table of four? What?
Okay, Bobby, let me explain it to you.
Go ahead.
For one, it's the Hamptons, so I think things are pricey there. For two, you don't drink, so you don't know. I'm assuming this table of four. I mean, if they ordered, you know, a couple of bottles of really nice wine, I mean, and it's steak, whatever. I mean, that could add up. I mean, I'm still blown away by it. Don't trust me, but I mean, it could add up with alcohol.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot. That's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, Amy's like,
I know you don't know about the Hamptons. I don't even know what the Hamptons are.
Yeah, I don't even know where they are.
Been.
Is the Hamptons a last name? Is it a city?
It's a hotel, I thought.
Yeah,
that's
a Hamptons Inn. Yeah, I go to the Hamptons. I see the Hamptons on the road all the time.
My dinner was not that expensive.
Yeah, man.
Okay, fine.
I've had room service from the Hamptons Inn many times.
We had free breakfast.
Yeah, I think it cost $1,000.
Come on.
Yeah. So, I do kind of want to revisit this because it was so funny that if you missed the show earlier in the week, because it went on today, Lunchbox has created this hip-hop character that wants to shoot all his music videos in a bank, and his rapper name's MC FDIC, because FDIC is a term. Do you know what that means again?
Yeah, Federal Deposit Something Insurance. Yeah.
Insurance.
Yeah, so... Yeah, on the commercials, it'd be like so-and-so bank, member FDIC.
Right.
So Lunch's thing was, his name is MC FDIC, and he wants to shoot his rap video cover in a vault, a bank vault, right?
Hey, we're calling. This is Jimmy. How can I help you?
Yo, Jimmy, this is MC FDIC. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Yo, man, I'm just a local rapper, you know, and I got an album dropping called Bank That Booty. And I'm just trying to get, you know, like an album cover, you know, and I try to call you, see if I get up in that vault and take a picture with all them monies.
No.
No, like, because my album's like a play on banks. It's like direct deposit, diss track, hitting the club with a teller. Mutual fund up this and wear my lollipop. So I was just trying to, you know, take a picture with them monies.
I'm sorry, sir. No.
No, like, you know, like, because then it'll be on the album cover of Bank That Booty. Hello?
So it's unsuccessful the first time. And there was another one this morning. Lunchbox calls another bank as MC FDIC.
Thank you for calling. My name is Steve. How can I help you?
Hey, Steve. Yo, this is MC FDIC. Yeah. How are you today?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just a local rap artist here, right here. Yeah. You know, and I'm trying to drop my album. You know, Bank That Booty. I'm trying to get up in that vault and take a picture with all that monies.
I don't think we'll be able to do that.
No. Wait. My album is Bank That Booty, and I got songs like ATM, All That Money. You know, Insufficient Bunge, you know, like the skinny chicks. Yeah. And I just want to get up there and take a picture, you know, with the monies and be like, yo, MC FDIC here.
MC, you got a heck of a spiel, man. I like your energy. You might be able to take a picture outside the bank, but I don't know if we can do anything inside. I've got to go, okay?
Yo, wait. Yo, one, okay? Yo, I got this promise. You can be in the picture on my album cover. Yo!
How we go, man?
Hey, wait. Hey, my man.
My man. Hey, my man.
I figured that would make him like me more.
My man.
Trying to get in with the dude.
My man. Amy, what do you think about that?
I mean, I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I hope we do it all the time.
Me too. I'm going to go check in with Morgan number two real quick. Hey!
what do 24-year-olds care about?
So for all those This Is Us fans, there's going to be a one-hour special on NBC on September 18th to get you ready for the next season.
Oh, it's like a catch-up. They're doing a one-hour catch-up?
Yeah, so it'll include interviews with the cast and creators, some new clips from the upcoming season, and some highlights from the last two seasons.
I love watching a catch-up episode before the, a show comes on, even on Netflix, if I'm getting into season three or four, when they show that catch-up.
Yeah.
It just,
yeah.
Because I figured all the little things, and they show you, too, what parts you need to know about. Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I even love catch-ups before a new episode. Like, they'll do a 30-second because they show you what plot lines are going to revisit this episode, right. So you can kind of catch up. Yeah. That's good. That's what 24-year-olds care about. Do you care about that?
Yeah, I care about that. I love This Is Us.
It's a good one, huh?
Great show.
It kind of took America by storm.
Yes.
Yeah, there it is. What do 24-year-olds care about? Amy says I'm part of a press release that just came out. I'm anxious to hear this. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome because...
Drum roll, please.
Brrr. The Miss America organization and ABC today announced the celebrity judges for the final night of the 2019 Miss America competition, airing live on ABC from Atlantic City's Jim Wallen Boardwalk Hall on Sunday.
No, who knows anyway. Where it is. Yes, I'll be judging Miss America.
That's the news.
That's one. That's the first.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Listen. Hold on, please.
Hold on. You're gonna meet these girls?
Well, they're like...
This is how he finds a wife.
That's not true.
This is it.
Eddie, you can't say that.
Oh.
But after the competition, that is when you slide in the DMs because they will remember you.
Yes.
No,
Amy, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first, let me talk about you because that's the most important part. Nationally syndicated on-air personality and author, Bobby Bones. Woo!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wow.
And, I mean, there's going to be so many other great people there. Do you say Layla Ali?
Layla Ali.
Oh, cool.
Jesse James Decker, Randy Jackson, Soledad O'Brien, Allie Webb. Do you know Allie Webb? You're going to get to meet Allie Webb?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's the founder of Dry Bar.
Oh, okay. I do know who that is.
What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, so I'm going to go judge Miss America. They've asked me, ABC asked me to come judge. I'm going to go judge.
You're going to be hanging with Randy Jackson, dog?
Yeah, dog.
Here, guys. This is what Bobby's... Okay.
You can sing the phone book.
I've almost had enough of hearing about me, but go ahead. One final thing.
No, I'm not done.
Okay.
The 2019 Miss America competition will have 51 exceptional women take center stage. Really? Showcasing intellect and talent while representing their home states.
There you go. And I take a whole day of class. I have to
what
go
do you mean?
Up
to do what?
To learn how to be a judge and what to judge on.
Oh.
And take classes and I go and sit through. Yeah. I think there are like six of us that are judging Miss America that Amy had mentioned
there.
Wow. I'm trying to find the contestants right now. I'll give you the
It's not The Bachelor, dude. It's Miss America.
Well, no, it says on there. I'm on the webpage.
Yes, Sam.
And it calls
you.
Them-
You do have a chance to maybe meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
Great. That's not why I'm doing it.
Miss Arkansas?
That's not why I'm doing it. Well, thank you, Amy, for announcing
that. You are going to judge Miss America. That is... All right, look. You got Kaylee from Alabama.
Okay,
Courtney from Alaska.
Aren't they like 19 or 20 or something?
No.
Okay. How old are they?
Nobody knows how old they are, though.
Okay, well, let's see.
Okay.
Oh, Miss Florida. Taylor... Tyson.
I have to do these celebrity encounters because I teased it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, but quick question, though, and I may be stupid for asking this, but the 51 contestants, I thought it was only 50 states.
It's probably Washington,
D.C. District of Columbia.
Of course. I'm an idiot. Thank you.
Yeah, you are.
So here you go. These are nice celebrity encounters. I mentioned this because Jimmy Fallon paid for someone's dinner. Someone paid for my dinner last night. About LeBron James, someone wrote, when I was 18, I was at a shoe store in Cleveland 4 years ago. I was looking at the new LeBron shoes when a huge shadow appears over me. As I turn around, it was freaking LeBron James standing there. He said, "You want new shoes?" He asked me what size. He bought me two pairs. He signed one of them and gave me the other for practice.
Love it.
Come on.
That's so cool.
How good is that? All right. Here's one about Ludacris. I was bowling at the Roosevelt Hotel, and my group accidentally got another group's drink order. It was a table right next to us. I go up to this kind of short guy and tap him on the shoulder and say, "Hey, man." And then we get the drinks by accident. He turns around. It's ludicrous. He says, "No worries, keep them. We're leaving anyway. Have a good night." And he paid for another drink.
Luda!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Tom Hanks. I was at a friend's wedding at the Wynn in Las Vegas. We're all taking pictures at the VIP entrance. Tom Hanks suddenly emerged from the double doors behind us and said, "Hey, is this a wedding? Can I be in the pictures?"
Ugh.
everyone was really mad at first until they realized it was Tom Hanks. He took pictures with the whole group. He was a great guy.
That's so cool.
How about that? That's good, huh?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Now, would you like to hear about Taylor Tyson?
I would not. Like, no, I'm a really good, I'm going to be a good judge.
She graduated summa cum laude from the Florida Atlantic University, and now she's at Stetson getting her law degree.
And Bones, you don't look too bad.
That's not why I'm there. Okay,
I know,
guys?
I'm just telling you.
I'm
if you want to.
I'm going to be a great judge.
No, an honest judge, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Of course you are.
Thank you. I'm done.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I do a podcast called The Bobby Cast, and in the past, people like Chris Stapleton, Maddie and Tay, songwriters like Ashley Gorley, they come by the house. Recently, John Party was over. Search Bobby Cast wherever you listen to your podcasts. Today, Chris Daughtry is coming over. So that'll get posted tonight. And I'm looking forward to it because way, 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 way back in the day, it seems we had beef. So listen, I'm anxious to see him and make a new friend, if anything.
Yeah.
I know Lunchbox is looking at me like it's going to be awkward.
Man, I just hope it goes all right.
It will go all right. Now I lean into the uncomfortable a bit. That's what I do. If it's uncomfortable, I lean into it. And I found that you can actually get to the other side of it so much faster if you're leaning into it instead of away from it. So, yeah, here we go. I'll do it today. That'll be posted tonight, most likely, as long as it goes well. Yeah. Amy, what's up today?
Again, just still in Austin, still with my dad. Yeah. So, just doing that thing.
Oh, big news, by the way.
What?
I'm getting a haircut today.
Oh!
Yeah, this
That's
is
cool.
it. Send out a press release. I'm getting a haircut, and I'm probably, you know how I got the kind of the Vanilla Ice haircut last time? Like super
yes.
short. I'm probably going to stick with that because after about 2 days, it grew into looking pretty good.
All right.
It's a pretty rough first couple of days. I came in and Eddie's like, oh, look at this guy. It's a fancy hairdo. But it grows back pretty good. So I'm going to do that. Thank you for listening. Go back and listen to this whole show. Search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. And I think that's good. I think we're good for now. Bye.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever. Or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.